This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Brian St. Pierre, head football coach at St. John's Prep. Coach St. Pierre, welcome.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you again.
Well, here we are talking about the start of the 2023 football season. And so first up, Brian, I guess give us a highlight or two from training camp. And I know you have a lot of holes. Well, you have some holes to fill off of last year's team for sure. So you look at, what was the work that was done this past couple of weeks down in training camp?
Yeah, it's been a really good 2 weeks for us, really high energy. Like you said, we do have some significant holes to fill at certain positions, but other positions we return some experienced guys. So I thought the retention from last year's team to this year is really good to see at the start. I think our first two groups are pretty in tune with what we're trying to accomplish, both sides of the ball. But we are young, especially at receiver and at defensive back, and we're working through that right now. But I really love the energy and the spirit and the work ethic of this group.
Brian, drop some names for us as players that will be in key positions for you and or standouts this year, hopefully, for the prep.
Yeah, I think when you look at our front seven, I think both sides are strengths for us. On defense, Mason McSweeney at defensive end, Matt Callahan and Marquise Avery at the edge outside linebacker positions. Two inside backers, John DeGittis and Jackson Tucker, all back, all had significantly big impacts on our team last year. Alex Bajoris is an emerging nose guard for us as a junior. So we feel really good about the front seven defensively. Offensively, we have three starters back on the line. Graham Roberts, Wells Gillette, who's the captain, and Jack DeFilippo. So we feel good there, too. Deacon Robillard will be our quarterback. He was 7-0 as a starter last year and won a state title, so he'll be back. We have the two guys behind him, Jimmy Nardone and Carl Michael Munster, both experienced junior and a senior who know our offense. So feel good there as well. So we need some guys to step up at receiver. Running back Cam LaGrasso, we feel really good about, and Dylan Aliberti, both returners. Should be okay.
Can you share a note or two from your exhibition games, preseason games, scrimmages?
Yeah, we played Pinkerton, New Hampshire. Was a really good team up there. They win 8-9 games every year, and they're always a week ahead of us because New Hampshire starts early. So that's a good scrimmage for us. We looked all right. And then we got Andover and Methuen, two Division I teams that both really good programs, had really good seasons last year, and I thought we handled both of them really well. So that was good to see. It was good competition, but I liked what I saw from us. So I think we're in a pretty good place going into week one, but still a ton of work to do because our week one opponent is a very good team in Marshfield.
Well, let's go right there to the Marshfield game, which is this Friday at Marshfield, as you mentioned, Brian. And from the high up of you, from high view from above, if you will, Marshfield's always been a strong program year after year. So, how are they this year?
Yeah, they're probably the best Division II team, not named CM. You know, CM's in that Division II bracket, but when you really boil it down, the rest of that bracket, Marshfield's at the very top of that every year. Their head coach does a great job with their program. They're well coached. They keep those kids in their youth football programs, and they're running that offense and that defense from when they're really young. And it's just one of those football towns. The whole town comes out for the game. It's a great atmosphere, and we got our hands full. Last time we went down there, we won with 16 seconds to go in the game. So we're well aware of the task at hand.
Does that coaching staff bring anything unique to their game, their game planning, whether it be heavy run, heavy pass, or their defense, anything unique?
Yeah, it's a great question. They're a very up-tempo, no-huddle offense. They're, like, fast. And if you let them get going, it can be a real long night for your defense. So you got to win first down. You can't let them stay on schedule and feel good about going up-tempo because once they go, it can get really difficult. So that's going to be a point of emphasis for our defense. But they just, as a staff in general, they do a great job.
Finally, Brian, anything else that you will be focusing on in practice this week leading up to Friday's game at Marshfield?
Just how physical we need to be. And I think the kids understand that. That's kind of our bedrock as a program. We're a big physical group, and that's what we have to be. And we got to play with poise. a lot of people understand that we're the defending Division I champs. You have that title behind you. People come looking for you, and you got to play with poise. You got to play the right way, and understand every time you step on the field, you're getting everyone's best shot, as it should be, and that's the way we want it. So I'm not worried about my group that way. It's just about early season execution and the inexperience at key positions that I got my eye on right now.
Absolutely, and it's always a challenge, I think, Coach, for you. As coaches worry if at the worry level with game one, you never know, I suppose, right?
Yeah, you just don't when you're 15, 16, 17-year-old young kids. You never know when the lights come on. You're still figuring out about guys, but there's a standard that exists within our program, and the kids understand the standard that exists, and we're working to achieve that standard. That's a work in progress that goes throughout the season. But I'm happy with this group right now. They work. They go to work. They come to work, and they're tight. They work for each other and with each other, and that's what I really like to see. And that gives you a chance every week.
Brian, great stuff. Good luck Friday night in Marshfield. Thanks for your time.
Phil, thank you. Happy football season.
Exactly. There he is. Brian St. Pierre, head football coach at St. John's Prep, here on MSONewsSports.com.